1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Qantas travellers have been put on alert for flight disruptions as engineers stage a fortnight of industrial action. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The industrial action has kicked off in Melbourne today, but the Qantas Engineers Alliance says the strikes will spread to all major airports over the next 2 weeks. At least 10 flights out of Sydney have been cancelled, while 10 leaving Melbourne have also been scrapped. A Qantas spokesperson says the airline has contingency plans in place. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union is seeking a 5% per year pay bump plus a 15% increase in the first year. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Damon Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. The Herald reports CCTV captured two men entering the cell. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal killing of 16-year-old Mahmoud Rook in a dilapidated house in Fairfield East in 2015. A man is due in court today, charged over the stabbing death of a man in Sydney's inner west. Katie Fuller reports.
Sitaleki Filihakava was stabbed on a busy road in Marrickville after dining out at a Mexican restaurant. He couldn't be saved and his family was left distraught as police began a manhunt for his attacker. Detectives believe the 32-year-old had links to organised crime and say that stabbing was brief and targeted. Officers have now arrested a 31-year-old man at Concord and charged him with murder. He's been refused bail to appear before Burwood local court today.
The United Nations Security Council is meeting to discuss the conflict in Lebanon. More than 50 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the past day, taking the death toll since Monday past 600. The UN Security Council Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities.
To all sides, let us say in one clear voice, stop the killing and destruction, turn down the rhetoric and threats, step back from the brink. An all-out war must be avoided at all costs. The people of Lebanon, as well as the people of Israel and the people of the world, cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza.
Thousands of women will be able to continue accessing the contraceptive pill in New South Wales through pharmacies. The state government's making a 12-month trial a permanent fixture to ease pressure on GPs. Health Minister Ryan Park says from Saturday, pharmacists with relevant training can continue prescribing the medication.
Since the oral contraceptive pill began in September last year, more than 500 pharmacies have delivered over 2,000 consultations to women in New South Wales, taking pressure off our GPs and making healthcare more affordable and accessible.
The Prime Minister is refusing to commit to a ban on betting advertising as pressure on the federal government mounts to unveil its gambling reforms. A draft policy flags a cap on ads outside sports broadcasts, but it stops short of a blanket ban recommended by a landmark report. Anthony Albanese has told the ABC a detailed policy package hasn't yet been finalised.
We will, when we finish those consultations, make an appropriate policy announcement. But we recognise that gambling is a problem. It's not just, of course, gambling when it comes to sports. Other forms of gambling, of course, exist, everything from lottery tickets through to poker machines and other forms of gambling.
Hope weather.
A very high chance of rain. Winds southerly 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. A top of 15 degrees is forecast for the city, 13 in the west. Right now sitting on 12 degrees across the city. Tomorrow, showers with a top of 18. A possible shower in 21 on Saturday. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower with a top of 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 1032.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you are a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor. Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Preston's from the motorway, the M5 moving steadily towards Liverpool. Also the M7 northbound to Elizabeth Drive. Chiloris Centenary Drive remains busy going northbound. And also Jamoyne Victoria Road, citybound to the Anzac Bridge. Come see the team at 4KRV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Avita Motorhomes on offer. For quality Avita Motorhomes, visit avitarv.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you, wherever you are.
I think it's safe to assume that you are a fan of something, and maybe you are trying to organize an event with other fans of that thing so you guys can do whatever fan stuff you're going to do. Well, on Hope Mornings next, let me provide for you another example of a fan fiesta that fizzled out spectacularly. Take notes, because this is what you don't want to do. Fans, Hope Mornings. This is Harry Styles.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can.
You're in my
103.2.
Feels like I just opened my eyes for the very first time in my life. So bright that I lit in the light. I was blind, but you gave me sight. All the weight I used to keep falling up of me, one foot in front of the other. And it's more than just a change. I am not the same. I finally feel your comfort.
My name is Ben McKechnie. That is Sofika on your Hope 103.2. And take some notes, fans. If you're a fan of whatever it is and you're looking to organize an event with other fans, take some notes, because you don't want your fan event to be anything like the Detroit Bridgerton themed ball. Bridgerton is that hugely successful Netflix series that I haven't seen an episode of. Maybe you haven't either. But surely we all know that Bridgerton, wildly popular, heaps of fans out there, including, it seems, in the Detroit area. Tickets were going for, in Australian dollars, from $220 to $1,500. So you could reasonably expect quite the shebang, quite the shindig. And those who stumped up say that they were promised everything from a dinner to a play to classical music, and what they got, not very much of that at all. As you can check out commentary and images online, everything from the food being not much chop and being served by staff who were just wearing sporting paraphernalia, to people sitting on the floor because there wasn't enough seating in what looks like a kind of dodgy foyer of a reception venue. some eating Kit Kats and others just scrolling through their phone. You know, like people used to do when they were bored at social engagements in Bridgerton-era times. Yes, I'm pretty sure this is reminding you of another fan fiasco that also made international headlines. Was it about 6 months ago in Glasgow, the quote-unquote Willy Wonka experience that had a very similar amateurish and, dare we say, scam vibe to it. So take some notes. When you are next organizing your fan extravaganza for whatever it is, just make sure it's good. Even if it's unofficial, just don't be not good. Jot that down. Lifehouse, Hope 103.2.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. What are the things that I wanna say? Just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning. I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause there's you and me and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to prove. And all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. There's something about you now that I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is. There's you and me and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose. And there's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you and me and all other people, nothing to do. And in what month? This clock never seems so light.
Hope
103.2.
Lift your eyes. comes from. Lift your eyes to the hills. You'll never face a valley alone. 'Cause even when your heart is breaking and you've gone and lost your way, you're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our breath, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there. You're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our breath is the beginning of new life. You're gonna be alright.
Hello there, Ben with you on your Hope 103.2 this Thursday morning. That is Lauren Daigle. And if you struggle to grow anything, take heart, because a 1,000-year-old seed has produced a tree. According to an article in Communications Biology Journal, researchers letting us know that in the 1980s, in a cave in the Judean desert, a seed was found, dated back to 1,000 years ago, and after 14 years, produced a tree. Last hour, I was letting you know how I discovered that in the northwest of Greece, there is a church in a tree. This hour, this tree has different sorts of biblical roots, because these researchers reckon that this seed may actually be what was believed to be an extinct species that we find mentioned in the books of Genesis, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. In English, the word is translated as balm or a resin, but this seed, 1,000 years old, now into a tree, may well link right back to the first book of the Bible.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you, so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
He keeps leaving you for dead. I don't know what you've been waiting for. So you've got the love locked up instead. But something better's waiting at the door. You don't know you.
Cause you reach up and you rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. You will be found. You will be found. Yeah. Out of the shadow, out of the shadow.
Crashing through.
When you need a friend to carry you.
And when you're broken on the ground.
And you will be found. So when the sun comes streaming in,
you'll reach up and you'll
rise again.
If you'll only look around,
you will be found.
Natalie Grant, Corey Asprey, Hope 103.2. I was a bit puzzled when I saw some health updates this morning. I wonder what you make of this. One is that Lululemon released a global well-being report. One of its findings, 55% of Australians experience well-being burnout. Well-being burnout. Seemingly trying to cram in too many wellness activities is having the opposite effect of what those wellness activities are trying to do. And the second puzzling update, there's something called cheek age, which is a check that you can do of your cheek cells that can help to predict or tell you, measure how healthy or unhealthy you are. But cheek age apparently can also tell the likelihood of your death. And I thought that that likelihood was the same for all of us.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Hope Mornings is brought to you by station sponsor Bible Links. Buddy, you love for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Sometimes we go through things and we can look back and find ourselves thinking, did I just waste all that time? It may be your investment into a relationship that didn't work out, or a job failure. It may feel like it was a waste of time, years lost, but God is a God who delights in restoring the years. There is a story in the Bible when Israel's crops have been destroyed by a locust invasion. They face destruction, famine, and hopelessness for a time. The people must have thought, all this work and what do I have to show for it? But God didn't leave his people in such a state. He offered this promise, and I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. You may be doing the right thing, but it's looking like everything is going against you, that you're in your own locust strip field. Place your trust in God. He promises to fully restore the lost years and bring you to a place where you will be completely satisfied. This is a hope you can hold on to. And like the children of Israel, you shall know without any doubt that God is on your side. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
This message makes
Hope 1032.
I hear you breathing in, another day began.
are falling now, my dreams are fading now, fading now. I've been keeping my eyes wide open. I've been keeping my
Three, two.
Down, I wish
feet on 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me, my English girl in an American town. And when our eyes are closed together, I can't explain how the scent of your perfume takes me to a higher place. We can watch it unfold and we can change how it tastes and rebuild when it breaks down. We drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would pretend. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor.
Ed Sheeran, Hope 103.2. Let's take a look at the notice board at hope1032.com.au. Thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddiyula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. On Saturday, you might want to be part of Channels of Peace at Baulkham Hills Uniting Church, celebrating 10 years of Channels of Peace and its work in Sri Lanka. There's going to be a Thanksgiving service, light entertainment, trivia, prizes, all the things, and a massive celebration of Channels of Peace. Hope1032.com.au. Check out the notice board.
But more importantly, we've got the Gospels, the good news about Jesus Christ.
Find out more at megavoice.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sometimes you wonder if you got it, wonder if you got it in ya. Some days looking for the reason why. Feels like standing on a runway, standing out on a runway lately, watching everybody else fly by. See the finish line. One shot, are you gonna take it? Are you gonna take it this time? One life, don't let it pass you by.
Feel alone in the crowd.
Hope 103.2. From Bondi to Kurrajong, we're right here with you.
Everything's alright, we gon' be alright. Look me in the eyes now. Not much more to say, I need you to stay. Every step away, I want you to be close. The one I love most. The one I love most. One step at a time, think we're doing fine. What's to be afraid of? Tell me how you feel, promise this is real. Not to be ashamed. We've kept healing moves in ways of love, speaking common sense. Oh, you could have left, but you choose to stay. Oh, I need you to know that I love you so. Yes, I love you so.
From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
I see your shadow on the street now. I hear you push through the dust again. Pick up your heels on the concrete. Waiting for your bags out. I know there's something in the air. How can I do this to you right now? You're over there when I need you here. My happiness slowly creeping back. Now you're at home. If it starts sinking in.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A notorious inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Ayman Turkmani was found with stab wounds in his cell at a correctional facility in Lithgow yesterday afternoon. The 31-year-old died while being airlifted to hospital. Turkmani had been serving at least 33 years in prison over the rape and murder of 16-year-old Mahmood Harouk in Fairfield East and Sydney West in 2015. The judge labelled the killing as brutal and horrific, with injuries too numerous to list and too gruesome to describe. Detectives have launched an investigation into Turkmani's death, and a report will be prepared for the coroner. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Four teenagers have been charged following a pursuit in Sydney's south yesterday. The four were arrested after an allegedly stolen car they were driving crashed into a power pole at San Susi. Two 13-year-old girls, a 14-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy are facing numerous charges. Australia is pushing to hold the Taliban to account for its crackdown on freedoms for Afghan women since seizing control. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has joined with her counterparts from Canada, Germany and the Netherlands to hold Afghanistan to account under international law. It's the first step, which could lead to taking Afghanistan to the International Court of Justice for gender discrimination. Speaking from the UN in New York, Senator Wong said the Taliban has demonstrated contempt for human rights.
We know the women of, and girls of Afghanistan are effectively being erased from public life by the various edicts the Taliban have issued. The steps we are taking with Germany, Canada, and the Netherlands are unprecedented.
The United Nations Security Council has been meeting to discuss growing fears of an all-out conflict between Israel and Lebanon. Israel's top military commander has told the army to be ready for a possible incursion into southern Lebanon. More Israeli